podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Long drive, high and deep to left.
Detroit basketball.
What's up, everyone? This is Eric from Wide Ranger Conversations with Rick and Eric. Are you a fan of sports? Then I highly suggest you check out Crossfaded Sports on the 99 Network, hosted by Zach, Connor, and Banny. They're hitting you with all the sports facts, news, and beyond. So make sure to check them out and follow them on Spotify or wherever you can find any of your podcasts.
Kill my...
Warning, this podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. Cheers.
Such a relaxing have a beer. Way. It's a relaxing way to end your day because boy oh boy is my day shitty. Not shitty, but just like, I actually had to do shit today. I just don't like doing it. No, I'm just kidding.
Fair enough.
It's just busy and not everybody's there. Like, Dennis is in fucking KC. And
Oh, shit, he's gone? Because they had to take Shannon down.
Yeah, they moved it down. I think he's heading back either tonight or tomorrow. Well, he's going to be back by Thursday, but I think he's heading back today, I want to say.
Excuse me.
Do you want a beer, Raj? Nah, no. He's not drinking right now.
No.
I forgot he's on a sober kick.
Oh, yeah? You got, what's going on with that?
I think it's like only 30 minutes long or something like that.
Oh.
Doesn't even have the microphone out. You couldn't even hear his little chuckle on
it. I know, right? It is.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Tuesday night in Essexville, Michigan. Welcome back to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, bud.
I walked downstairs to get this thing going. And Eddie's just passed out on the couch. And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, that's the only reason I feel somewhat alive right now because, I don't know. I even went to bed early and everything. It's because we fucking stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning Sunday. And then I had to be back up at 5:30 to go to work. So I was hella tired Monday. And then
our fault?
I think that was everybody's fault.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
my fault too.
Was that Sunday when we did that?
Yeah,
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it's still dragging into today. That's what happens when you don't sleep. Yeah. I can drink every night, or I can drink, and I'll be fine. But you don't get enough sleep, and you're just like, blah.
How long did you stay up? Well, we'll talk about it later. Fucking that actually opened up something to me because I want to talk about what we've been listening to.
Yeah,
and ever since that night, like we listened to a lot of good music. But I've been on a Blues Traveler kick because I just love John Popper. And by the way, we were talking about this offline a while back, but you were like, what the fuck ever happened to them? So they're still going, and he lost a lot of fucking weight.
Oh,
just
did he?
Shredded
good.
It.
Good
he
for
looks
him.
Great. Here, let me pull good. Up a picture for you. But yeah, he looks fantastic now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah, Blues Traveler, there's a lot of good songs, but they do, like, What I Got is a really good cover that they do.
Oh, nice.
Love is
yeah.
What I got. Oh, he's so good.
I'm alone. I'm alone.
Yeah, that's, Alone, alone yeah. is really good. Fucking Runaround is really good. Yeah,
boy,
so.
You want to give me the runaround.
Obviously
it's
this,
sure
right?
Fire it.
This Hell right yeah. and then like
yeah
look at that like good for him mm-hmm. he just shredded the thing
Hell yeah
and but he's like he looks so much older now it's weird
yeah
he does
yeah, it happens
yeah it does and it happens with time
yeah, yeah.
What have you guys been listening to, man?
I'm listening to Andy Stanley podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is
Your
that like
move.
Good advice or is
yeah.
that like funny
yeah.
shit?
No, it's good. Good biblical advice. Try to be a better person.
Oh, that's always hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've tried for too long. I just kind of gave up. I'm just, I am who I am.
It's just, I will never be a good person.
I just float by.
Yeah. Like the turd of society that I am.
I was so frustrated at work today where someone was like, hey, and this was like the 70s, like, 70th question, not from this one person, just like in a matter of like 3 hours, And I just turned to him so, like, drained. I was like, I don't know, man. I just work here. Like, I just fucking...
I just show up.
I'd answer that if I got paid more, maybe.
At, please pay more.
No, I'm just kidding. But, no, it's just one of those things. You know, so it's not like I'm not a good person. It's just sometimes I could give a fuck less.
Start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, GoFundMe. Yeah. Why? Because I need it.
Help Spencer enjoy work.
Yeah.
Donate now.
Just like, why do you have such a big smile on your face? Yeah. You're never this happy at work. Well, like, have you seen my GoFundMe? Yeah. It's going crazy.
We do technically. The Patreon is now live.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The Lost Files, the very first episode we ever recorded, is now up on Patreon if you want to support. It's for the entire network, so it's $7 a month, but you'll get extra content from the whole network as we start to put things out there and from the other shows and everything. So it's going to be really, really cool.
And possibly our secret second episodes that we're not willing to give you guys for free.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's the original six Lost Files, and then there's extra stuff. And
those are all the ones that we couldn't put on.
Yeah, these are the ones that the lawyers were like, no,
not
you got to wait.
Yeah. Okay. Make them pay for that.
Yeah.
Then you're getting a bargain at $7 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the inner workings of our entire fucking lives.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to put out one or two episodes a month. We'll see how it works.
Still trying to work it out.
We're going to try to do a Justice League episode at least once a month with the rest of the shows.
That's gonna be a really fun sit around a table and talk type of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of fucking shit going on, but at the
Justice
same time,
League. Are those all my last call getting arrested stories?
No, that'll no. Like you know, the superheroes sitting around it's gonna be at least one from each show.
We had to rent out
a
big area for that, you know?
Something.
Yeah. It'd be fun. Or like set up outside or something, you know?
Oh, maybe.
Right on the deck, right next to the water. Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Maybe. It is. Yeah. So what you been listening to, Raj?
Just oldies on the radio, hanging out by the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. 97.3 Joe FM.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Joe
80s,
FM
90s, and what the fuck ever.
Yep.
that's funny.
You know, nothing.
Touched off your 8-tracks with Joe FM.
I got a brand new one out in the shed.
You got a brand new 8-track?
Yeah.
Well, never been used 8-track.
It's an AM, FM, 8-track, and 40-channel CB still in the box.
Damn.
Oh, the player. Oh, player, dang. Yeah. I thought you meant tape, like 8-track tape.
Oh, there's probably a couple of those out there somewhere.
That's cool, though. Brand new. Man, that's got to be worth something.
It's got to find an 8-track.
Yeah, really.
To play, right?
Well, I know, but if it's still sealed, is it sealed in the box?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably, I wouldn't open that. Yeah, that's got to be worth something.
Maybe you can pay off.
It'd be worth $5 or $6.
Yeah.
Maybe you can. Like, help me pay my car off, my truck. I start that this next month.
I don't think it's worth that much.
You just buy me a truck.
I start that this next month.
Paying for the truck?
Yeah.
Good.
Then everybody would be like, wow, nice truck. And I'll go, no, fuck you. It's not. Yeah. No,
but
I've really
it feels
enjoyed
good
my
when
free time.
You don't have to pay for any cars anymore.
Yeah, it might.
Oh, did you pay yours off?
Mine's been paid off for... Yeah, about a year and a half.
Jesus. Oh, dang.
Yeah, must
get
be
it, girl.
Nice. Yeah. I had that with my Impala.
No car payments.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Holy, both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Both the Fords, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a Ford. They're a Ford.
See, that's why you got the Chevy. I got to get the GMC Sierra.
You
could get the Sierra or you could get the Ram. But Dennis has the Ram on lock. So
you
ought to
get
the GMC.
Yeah. Get the Sierra.
Yeah, true.
And we'll collect the set.
True. Yeah, they'll send us like a shirt or something. Guys, you know?
Yeah.
I've had vehicles from every make.
Your dick must be this small to buy this big ass truck.
Yeah, we get a GMC, a Silverado, or a Sierra, a Silverado,
he's got that big truck with all those seats. He doesn't even have any friends to fill them.
Who are you talking about?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I got my fucking dog. She walks all over me.
My dog.
My dog.
I put her in the back, you loser.
Talking about Marley and me over here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
No, it's actually nice to have all that space and be that high off the ground and not have anybody in it, dude. Fuck yeah. You know how much more fast food bags I can fit in there? It's insane.
A lot. Usually takes about 4 or 5 weeks before they start coming in the front seat.
Yeah, it's true.
Just keep throwing them back.
No. I've been on this fucking, I hate getting on it and I really want to get off it, but it's the breakfast burritos in the morning and then when you stop, because I have an hour drive. So when I stop, I get like halfway there and I start getting the tumble grumblies, you know? And then I'm in Saginaw, so it's not like I'm going to stop there.
Yeah.
Know? Like, that's just dangerous, you know? So I just kind of have to deal with it all the way until I get to Chesning. And then the weed smell hits, and I'm like, fuck me. Like, I'm just hungry, dude.
Just get some frozen ones and throw them in the microwave before you leave.
Yeah, I might be smart. I've been doing a lot of Blackstone grilling, so maybe I'll just make, like, meal prep a shit ton of burritos.
Yeah.
Just microwave them in the morning.
Yeah, we were at Ryan and Jenna's for 4th of July, and he did a Philly cheesesteaks on the Blackstone for us.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, they were very good. He went to Costco. He said, I forget how much he said, but he got like six packages of the shredded ribeye.
Oh, we have two of those in our freezer from Costco. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, it made great. Really? Great, we haven't Philly tried cheesesteak, yeah.
The my favorite was from shaved ribeye from Jack's down here.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like $13 a pound.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, because we were making dinner for, we do like a little family dinner thing with Hayden and Kristen every other Sunday.
I can go to the Palace for $10 get it with fries.
No, that's the thing. That's the thing is he was like, no, you have to get it from Jack's. I swear to God, it's good. That's what Scott says. I'm like, oh, yeah. I fuck with Scott. So
yeah, I would imagine that it's real good.
Yeah, so I went in there and I asked for what I had, like 20, no. Well, all right, regardless, I got a good amount. And I give him a call, and he's like, yo, man, did you get the meat? I was like, yeah, fuck you. And he goes, what are you talking about? And I go, $70 for just the fucking meat?
Yeah.
I didn't use it all. God, no, I didn't use it all because I was using it for the next three times I made myself a Philly. Fuck that. He was like, just throw the whole thing on there. I'm like, you want to? No. You fucking kidding me? It's $70 worth of meat.
Yeah.
Hell no. Jesus. And I know people pay up the wazoo, but fuck it. I can go get a tomahawk steak. Fill myself for two nights for $30.
Yeah.
And I'm out here paying $70 to feed four people. No. Everyone gets one slice. Yeah. That's how I felt. I was like, we're going to fucking use your fork. It'll last longer. That's how I felt.
I know. I've been stopping at Jack's on the way home from work. Chopsticks. And getting just a pound of chuck
for nice.
Like $5.
Yeah, they got good deals on all of the meat except the steaks.
And grow my lonely burger. And yeah.
Fucking speaking of Jack's, what's up with that, man? They revamped. Did you see the one on Center?
Not in the last couple weeks.
Really?
I've been stopping at the one on Salzburg since on the way home from work.
Jack Steele, one that owns them all, he wanted them all to look alike, so they finally got around to getting the yellow up there and the black.
It looks fantastic. Oh, really? It really does.
He wants all the stores to have the same appearance, so they had to change it.
Pure white building now. The whole top, instead of being brown, the wood is gone? Is bright yellow way around. And it's not Jack's Fruit Market how it used to be. It's Jack's Fruit Market, but it's all in black lettering. No, it's just bold black lettering. It looks really clean. It looks so really nice. But
So they all look the same now. Yeah. That was the only one that didn't look like the rest of them.
Yeah, it was like old style. I liked it a lot better. But
regardless,
this looks really good. And they did it in like a day, but I'm sure that like
it was about a week.
Oh, was it? I don't go that way very often. I don't go. If I'm going to McDonald's, that's the only time I pass at that in this house. But usually I take the back roads. Yeah. But today I decided to stop and run through the car wash because I ran through something nasty this morning. And so I pulled through the car wash and I was coming out and I was taking Center and they're putting new tar down. This is what I don't understand about Michigan is you see like construction.
Where in Center?
Like out past right by like Jones and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're doing the chip and seal for from fucking Cecilia Court all the way out to the Tuscola County line.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're getting pretty far, but they're like coming into town now. But this is what bothers me in Michigan. You see a bunch of like construction cones and like, you know, they're always working on something, right? But normally they're never there, so it doesn't really bother you. But every time you're fucking dry, like every time it's important to get somewhere or whatever, that's when they're working. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. You know, why can't you do this while I'm at work? That's what bothers me about Michigan, you know what I mean? Like, work the same fucking hours as the first shift. Don't.
It's construction season.
Yeah, I know. So they're like, we're only going to work from 3:30 p.m. to about 7, so we hit rush hour perfect. Yep. And then everyone can go home and sleep for the night when no one's on the fucking road. Like, come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, or do a third shift, you know, get the generators and the lights out there.
Yeah, stadium light everywhere you go, you'd be able to see perfectly fine. And then you won't have to put those signs, slow when working. Like, no, like, fuck you. If you get hit, you're dumb. And you get workers' comp.
Oh.
Like, you get workers'
comp. You go to jail.
Well, and you go to prison. Yeah, you go to prison. That fine is hefty. Yeah, but who cares about a fine? Cause you'll never have to pay it because you're going to be in prison for the rest of your life. Yeah. It's crazy. 15 years, that's all?
That's what it says. $7,500 fine and at least, it's like at least.
Oh, at least. Okay. Yeah. Because I was just about to say, if it's only like 15, like.
Oh, you could go hit something.
Hey, yeah. If it's only 15, I mean, like, anger management.
Look at this dumbass.
He was outside the cones. What do you mean?
Get that one.
You're like arguing, like, when there's a flag on the plate. You're like, the motherfucker was outside the cones. That wasn't, that, he wasn't safe.
Shit. I can't get over far enough to get that. I'll get him with the door.
Was that a cone or a man? That's a fun game I like to play. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they wear the vest. It looked just like a cone.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean? I hit a barrel. I didn't hit a guy.
They're like, yeah.
Orange barrels. Tell that to the judge. Everywhere I see orange barrels staring back at me. Look at Larry, Gary, and Daryl staring at the orange barrels staring back at me.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Oh, I was like, that was impressive. I was kind of vibing over here to that. Don't get copyright now. Jesus Christ. Can't believe that happened.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, that's true, too. I can't. No, seriously, though. Isn't that ridiculous? We got we got attacked the other day by the community.
For what?
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 I said we got attacked the other day by the community.
Who did?
Why?
We did because we fucking played music.
Oh, it wasn't a full copyright strike. They were like, just this one song can't be played in some regions. But there was the rest of the copyrights showed up on YouTube. On YouTube, there was a bunch of copyright things that were like, hey, you played a bunch of songs. And the one song was like, warning, this one can't be played in certain regions.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck them. That's what I'm saying. Fuck them. Until you get that bill, fuck them. I don't really want to pay. Yeah.
People repeat shit I say. Should I copyright that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be Roger's day job now. He's just going to go out and be like, hey, I said that once. Copyright.
I said that 37 years ago.
Right?
Trademarked it.
I own that phrase.
What phrase? Fuck you. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, that sucked. Why are you so tired? Why are you so tired?
Because you.
Yeah, it was me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking me and Eric from Wide Range of Conversations. I was playing video games and he was sending me music. He's like, sorry, I'm in my head. And I was like, I'm in my fucking head too, bro. I can't sleep. So I was like, send all the music you got. So then he's like, well, fuck it. You got Discord? And I'm like, yeah. So I sent him my friend code and he accepted it or whatever. So we hopped on Discord and I'm playing my game and he's playing funny videos and we're listening to good music and shit. And we're just talking and all of a sudden Eddie hops in. He's like, what's up? You know, because we were on the chat saying like what we were doing and stuff like that. And he's already two sheets to the wind. I was pretty fucked up and Eric was on his way. And he could have already been, but he was on his way getting fucked up. And we just started listening to good music and vibing. By that time, it was like 2:30 in the morning. I'm on Amazon. I was trying to purchase shit and getting denied everywhere I went. It was so weird. Like, it was like...
That's what happens when you run out of money. Well, that happens to me all the time.
It's not that I was out of money. I was just like, what the fuck is going on? And then I finally realized that I wasn't putting in my card number correctly. But... Because it was like processing, declined. And I was like, motherfucker, I wanted to show my computer. You know how like old people be like, look, I have the money. It's right here. I wanted to do that to my fucking computer screen. Like, I was like, what are you talking about, bro? Fuck. But then they were trying to scare me with some scary videos, and I'm just frustrated because I can't buy anything. It was stupid. It was wild. By that time, it was 2:30 in there. And Eric was like, hey, you ought to just give up, man. You look tired. And I wasn't tired. I was just pissed off. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I was exhausted. I was like, I have to be up in 2 hours. I'm going to go to sleep now.
You were like full bore singing, though.
I was.
Like at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I was like really wide awake. And I was like, let's go all night. And then it just went.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Brick wall just hit me. And I was like, I'm out.
It's kind of how it happened, too. Because I was like, honestly, I was like.
Yeah.
Because when Robin's out, she's out. So I was like, dude, what if I just go to 7-Eleven right now and just grab a couple energy drinks, pound it out throughout the night, and fucking go to work? Because Monday was super easy for me.
Oh.
But, good. I went to bed. And then I woke up really late. And I was like, fuck. I got like 5 minutes to take a shower, get dressed, and leave.
Yeah, that's
and
I fucking how I did was, it. Too. It was Tiffany was even like, are you going to work today? And I was like, yes.
Yeah. See, I didn't have that moment. I got slap, wake up, fuck, and like run.
Yeah.
Because like I woke up and the phone was just like right there. I'm like, shit, fuck, What? Yeah. My phone's at like 2%. I'm like, no.
So then I went to bed at 8:30 last night.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really early. Yeah.
And I'm still fucking tired.
Then you got too much sleep.
Probably.
That's probably where you're at.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah, you ought to stay up and do it again tonight and just recalibrate yourself.
No.
That's what I'm going to do.
No, thank you.
Fucking, that's what I did the whole week of 4th of July is because I had to work. I had to work Friday. I had to work Wednesday and Friday. I got Thursday off. And like all the other people in the facility got the 5th off, but Derek was right. He was talking to me and he goes, I'm sorry, but they're making them take it off and they're not paying them on the 5th. Because July 5th isn't a fucking holiday. I was like, yeah, I know.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but no, it's true, though. July 5th isn't a fucking holiday.
No, but...
What are you going to do when July 5th lands on the Wednesday next year? Are you going to be like, well, can we have Thursday and Friday off, too?
No, you would have Monday and Tuesday off at that point.
No, you don't. No.
Yeah,
you take July 4th off.
No, but that's what we did last year. See, my company's real nice. They gave us both the days off and paid for it.
See, but they paid for it.
Yeah.
If someone came up to me and they said, hey, you have to take this day off, and we're not paying you, I'd go, well, that's weird because
I
thought I signed up for a fucking full-time job.
Yeah, that's what they did
you know?
To Tiffany, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know about it. I got my hours. I was happy about it. I got fucking reamed on Friday, but it's fine because the company we were, not like my direct company, but we contract with people, and they bought me and my entire team lunch on Monday, and we rang up that bill to like $350. Because we got it was a 7-person team.
Yeah.
The team that was there. We got like 5 appetizers. Everyone got like a $20 entree. We're like, run it up. What's that? Like, I'll take a Coke. And then we'll also do 2 2-liters of Coke. And then it was crazy. It was so much fun.
Nice.
It was great. And then Dennis wasn't there, of course.
Yeah.
But they were like, I'll get him a $15 gift card. We're like, fuck yeah. Like, let's go.
That's
so the
funny.
Man, he didn't get to miss out on the luck because he earned it. He was there Friday.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that. It's, yeah. But that's what I did 4th of July. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked.
I took the whole week off.
I bet. Yeah. It's like, God, you must get like 365 days of PTO or UTP, unpaid time. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And 1/4.
And 1/4. Nice. Damn. Oh, so you're set. Do those roll over?
Yeah. What? The quarters?
No, yeah.
Yeah, the quarters. No, for every 4 years, I get an extra day.
Well, nice. Good. No, I went to bed early, so I didn't have to hear the fucking Bay City fireworks. You know how that is. I've seen enough of them.
Yeah.
I've heard enough of them. I'm fine.
Yeah.
After the 50th, it ain't getting better, you know? Yeah. It really isn't. That was the best one. Fucking finale was like the morning sky.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It was. Did you see that one?
I don't know. Maybe. What was this year?
Aren't you counting, Dad?
No.
Oh.
Then I have no
idea. I lost count years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, the 50th was the 50th year.
No, I know.
I think we're at like probably like 56 or 57.
Oh, my God. where's our fact checker? You can look it up.
Yeah, well, he's in fucking Kansas City.
Dumbass.
Dumas.
Dumasio.
Yeah.
God, you are done.
Yeah.
You are done.
Is it beer of the week?
Oh, my God. Yeah, all right. Guys, thanks for stopping out. This has been Basement Bars.
Yeah, speaking of that beer of the week, you left it sitting in the sink. I came down here this morning to roll some cigarettes, and I looked in there, and I pulled that can out, and there was a fucking bug the size of my goddamn fist.
Oh, no.
Have you ever heard about the spider that, when you were in Colorado, that fucking popped up from here when we had Dr. H?
Yeah.
There's
holy massive
shit.
Spider.
Really?
That
came
out from inside the sink, like out of the drain.
Probably because they're coming out of those fucked up beers, man.
No, I tell you what, this thing.
Some kind of fucking insects in that brew.
This thing was half done eating me and tried to eat Eddie until he fucking, and fucking died.
Yeah.
This thing was crazy. It scared the shit out. We literally paused the episode because I went, I tried to get away. Eddie was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I stopped.
Well,
I
was trying to take a picture, too, because of how big it was. And then he's trying to kill it and then ended up killing it before I could get a picture of it. Yeah.
I don't know about that other one. That fucker was huge, and then he got on the floor, and I couldn't see him because the floor is that black and gray. So I'm stomping everywhere to think I can.
Guy's playing fucking, Dance Dance Revolution behind here.
Pretty much, because I couldn't fucking find him.
Yeah.
So he might be crawling up your legs or something or jumping out.
Oh, shit. Now you tell
he
me.
He might still be down there somewhere.
Yeah, probably. No, the size of those fuckers. I don't know how we came through that hole either.
I heard a couple crunches when I stomped back there, but.
Well, there is a popcorn.
Yeah, there's a popcorn on the floor, so it could have been that.
That's if you guys want to know what popcorn is back there, it's actually one of our sponsors. It's I Want That Kettle Corn. Someone was munching on it, I think, from either last episode or last time someone was down here, and they left a little bit on the floor. But sad they missed their mouth, because that's some good shit. Good. I mean, I want some kettle corn. I want that kettle corn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, beer to week.
I fired my cleaner that comes down here and cleans.
Why'd you do that?
Because I caught him drinking and smoking on the job, so I had to fire myself.
Yeah, I was like, that was you, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. He was a good worker, too. How much you pay him? Nothing?
He didn't get fucking shit. It's not like I'm saving anything. But, hey.
Wait, beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Give me a hell yeah.
Beer of the week.
Okay.
That's green.
It is green.
What the hell?
Ecto Green Hard Seltzer. Pixie Mix.
You could fucking
do this shit. Art. Smells fucking nuts.
You could drop an egg and dye it, and that son of a bitch.
Whoa, dude.
Oh, you didn't pour any for
smell
Roger?
That.
Huh.
Ooh.
Smell that.
Hey, so that does smell pretty good.
Oh, well, fucking. Do you want a glass? You want a little bit? Oh, he's just gonna take a few sips. There it is. Try it again. Is that a seltzer? What is that?
It is.
Oh, it's a hard seltzer.
Yeah, it's a hard seltzer. 5.5% ABV from Wanakee, Wisconsin.
Nice. Yeah, Untitled Art. Good place. Green Time Machine. Wow.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, while you're drinking it. So what do you call a woman who believes she knows everything about everything?
A woman?
Wrong.
That's a good one.
Mine's really good. It's like
it's not bad.
No, that tastes like the green part of a sour apple sucker. Yeah. Like the green caramel suckle.
Yeah.
Caramel sucker.
Holy
caramel
fuck
suck, you know? Halloween's coming up in October.
It's light, it's bubbly, it's refreshing.
It is. It's you know, it doesn't have that like at the
it's
end of it, you know.
It's got a pretty decent burp taste too.
Oh right. Well, I bet. You want another taste of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get after that. Wow, hey. Roger's going for the third sip. No, that's the second one.
I will give that a 4.
I'm gonna give it a 3.5. I am not a fan of seltzers, but this is really good, so that's a high score for a seltzer.
Wait till you burp, man. It tastes better.
Does it really?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Because the aftertaste is like what sits in there?
It's a burp taste.
Oh, burp taste? Yeah. I feel like that's the after party taste. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
It's that good taste that... Yeah. You know,
like when you get home from a party and
it's that taste, between the aftertaste and the throw up taste, the burp taste.
Okay, that's
so
like,
that's not really not a beer of the week then. It's not a beer.
Well,
it's a seltzer.
It was alcohol of the week. Here,
but as far
I got
as seltzers
vodka.
Go, shit.
Not bad.
I'd probably give it a 4.
I feel like this shit's gonna make me talk like
that's
Kermit.
What I gave.
I'll give it a 4.
Rainbow Connection.
The smell is wild, dude. That is all around just a good drink.
But it is. It's like a sour apple.
Yeah. You know what would be great taste. For this is like having one of these at, during a Michigan State game. You know, if you get festive.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Dude.
All bro. Right.
Let's do beer of the week. Or beer trivia.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's do another beer of the week. I didn't get drunk until the story. Yeah,
beer trivia. Good.
Beer trivia.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Basement Bar Beers and Battle bring to you Beer Trivia.
Okay, Beer Trivia.
How are you guys liking the... Let us know how you guys are liking the fucking jingles. Jingles are fire.
Yeah, yeah. The robots and telemarketers can stop messaging me. I would like real people to message me.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Please.
So, what is the term for a beer that is brewed with a lower than normal alcohol content?
Is it a lager?
No.
Is it a
near beer?
No.
3-2.
Wait, no. What are you talking about?
What is the term for a beer that is brewed with a lower than normal alcohol content?
It's not near beer?
No.
Is it like the actual name?
Not
it's a term.
Beer.
You would call it this type of beer.
Fake?
No.
A bitch's brew?
No.
Don't tell me. This type of beer?
Yeah.
Light beer?
No.
No.
Session.
A what?
A session.
A session?
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Why give us Why give us the tough one?
I thought that was easy. I knew that right off the bat. I was like, oh, cool.
Well, yeah, because you're fucking reading it. That's like looking at the Laffy Taffy and knowing that you can read upside down and going, that was easy. All right,
nobody won anything this round.
Damn it. Damn it. So I wanted to drink tonight because I had a bad day. All right, get this. So fuck you, COVID, because here's the deal. I went to Secretary of State. I got out Monday a little early. I tried to fly over to Secretary of State. Come to find out, they don't do walk-ins anymore ever since COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I walk in. The thing that I have to get done is literally just get a new plate. I don't need to, like, register for a new plate or anything. My plate is peeling. It's bubbling off. It's falling off.
Yeah, I just went online and paid, like, $10 for a new one.
I tried to do the online thing, and it wouldn't let me for some reason. Weird. It just kept taking me back to a different screen. So I was like, all right, fuck this. I'll just go, because I had time. Stopped in there, and she's like, yeah, we're going to have to set an appointment. I was like, you guys have 10 people. There's nobody fucking here. Do you have any appointments today? She's like, well, they're all booked. I was like, what? I was like, what time are y'all closed?
Apparently, they all canceled.
Yeah, I was just about to say, can I just wait 10 minutes and grab that spot, person's spot, you know? Because it, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, I got an appointment tomorrow at 3. And I go, well, I got to fucking work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sorry, but there's people that work at the Secretary of State. None of them are nice. Not in Bay City, anyway. They're all fucking rude as shit. I don't know a single person that's ever been like, hi, what do you want done today? They're all just like, what? And then you're like, I need a title transfer. She's like, someone didn't sign it here. Like, sorry. You know, anyway, sorry. That was my last week Secretary of State fucking story. So anyway, I'm like, okay, what can you do? I work an hour away, and you guys always fucking close at 5. I can't get here. She's like, well, Wednesdays were open till 7. I was like, oh, goody. What's your latest appointment? She's like, 6:50. I said, how about 6:30 then? And she goes, so not 6:50? I was like, dude, if this plexiglass wasn't here right now, you know what I'm saying? So, fuck you, COVID. So anyway, so I had an appointment for 6:30, right?
Yeah.
On Wednesday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So then the place I just bought my truck had called me, and they're like, yo, our online system still isn't working. We can't get that shit transferred. Can you just come and grab the papers, take them home, sign them, bring them back tomorrow, like, we'll provide lunch? And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, you guys just keep doing shit for me, you know? Yeah. They topped off my fluids for free. Now they're offering me lunch just to run down the street for 2 minutes.
Nice.
So anyway, I do that, and I
Where'd you get it from?
Garber and Chesney. Garber, yeah. Go see Jeff, motherfucker. See me. I got a card in my truck for him, because I got like 70 of those bitches. Jeff at Garber and Chesney is the fucking shit.
Nice.
He's the real dude. And Corey, too. Give him a shout-out, too. The guy's awesome. So anyway, I go and grab that, and I tell him about my situation. He's like, 1 second. Dials two numbers on a phone, rings for 1 second. This lady picks up. She's like, hey. And he goes, yo, listen. So I got a customer here, Spencer. He just bought this truck, and he tried to go to Secretary of State. Blah, blah, blah. Explains the whole situation.
Yeah.
Runs her through the whole story. I'm back here. I'm joining a phone call. I'm like, yeah, fuck Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm back here, like, being his little cheerleader. And she goes, well, what kind of plate you want? And I was like, the green and white one. Like, the Water Wonderland. The green and white, it just came out. And she's like, oh, yeah. Well, hold on. And she goes, yeah, it's just gonna come with the title. Like, you're good. We'll have it here in, like, 5 days. We'll just come down. We'll put it on for you. Over the phone, I go, what? And Corey goes, I just saved you your Wednesday. You're welcome.
Awesome.
High five. And he goes, I'll see you tomorrow with those papers. I was like, yes, sir. This was on my lunch. Went and had Subway real quick. Hopped back to work, immediately hated myself. But, you know, hey, my day, like, my lunch today was fire, dude. It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, so I don't have to go to Secretary of State, which is like, God bless. She did it like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. I was like, that was nice. No charge. They're rolling it into the fees.
Wow,
I was like, God damn.
So instead of $10, it's going to be $100,
no.
But it's hidden and it's later.
Yeah.
No, it's hidden and I already paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got, you know, I was like, this is what I'm paying you. You're giving me everything.
Yeah.
It's part of that, so I don't have to pay anything for it.
Hell yeah.
But it's literally just a new plate, and they don't... The reason that it is free is because they don't make my plate anymore, because that was a specialty plate, and this was the same price as that one. So
gotcha.
I won't need to... And if so, it's $5, $10. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I had the $10 with me at the Secretary of State fucking yesterday. They wanted to be the shitbag that wouldn't take 2 minutes, because the 10 people were so busy fucking finger-popping each other's assholes. So...
All right.
Yeah, so sorry, guys. That was the Spencer ramble there. You know, Eddie fell asleep 3 times during that story.
I did a little bit.
Well, you did.
I was smiling. My eyes were closed, but I was smiling. I was paying attention.
Good dream.
So
Swimming is fun.
Yeah, because it is fun. And here's why. Here's another one. Do you want the outline today? You just say it, not just talk.
This is welcome to the Spencer Show.
Basically, it's just.
Oh, don't spill your seltzer.
I'm not, dude. Hey, especially
your
over
Spelzer.
That. My Spelzer during my Spencer Show.
Censor Spelzer.
No, here's. Good morning, everybody. No, swimming is fun. The reason why it's fun is because it's at a cool ass place. Me and Rob have been enjoying the fuck out of your guys' pool, but they throw the best parties in the summer, do they not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good food.
Heck yeah.
Nice pool. Nice deck.
Good tunes.
Big deck. Big deck. Very big deck. And nice backyard that he was mowing the other day. By the way, that didn't take you 3 hours. I don't know if you put that bitch on bunny mode or what.
Turbo.
Yeah. He was in turtle and then he went brrr, vroom, vroom, vroom. I was like, damn. What?
Yeah.
Because by the time we got done swimming, you were done, and we were only there for like an hour and a half. But yeah,
we kicked ass at cornhole.
Oh, that was ridiculous!
Three games in a row, yeah. Just calling
how
shots.
How did it go when you lost me?
We won the next one, mm-hmm. Jeff and I, and then we lost the last one. So,
yeah, so I am the champion because I won the last game.
You only won one.
Yeah.
No, the whole time though, because
of my fucking partner sucks.
The first game, I'm not saying you because you were phenomenal too, but the first game when me and Raj like had a tough time not getting it on the board.
Yeah,
I looked at Dad and I was like, "Why didn't you choose me as your partner?" He goes, "Shit, this would have been done fucking yesterday." Goddamn. I think we went like hole board, you know. And I was just like, "Yep," but no, we were fucking.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
I was such an asshole, though. I was like, all right, someone came over and they were like, hey, he wants to play. And I was like, he can have my spot when I'm fucking gone. Like, I'm, can you not interrupt me? Like, I'm playing right now. I don't know who that guy is. I'm playing here. Like, you know?
I'm playing here.
But no, we ended up going, and then I tried to play cornhole at the other place, and same deal, Raj. Same deal. That's how I felt. I was holding my back fucking hurt. Oh, yeah. I'm still sore.
I was suffering from heat stroke and shit too. So
yeah, that's what I heard. I heard you went down after I left.
Yeah.
You didn't go down outside though, right? You went inside, lay down?
Yeah, I went inside.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. He just went inside
and laid down so I didn't like fall on the deck.
Yeah. Of course I did that too after we ate. I passed out for about an hour.
Yeah, who ended up cooking on the grill?
Randy.
Oh, wow. He did a great job cleaning it. Shit's nasty as hell.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
he didn't clean it with a tit.
I deep cleaned my grill for the first time in like 10 years yesterday.
Well, I felt bad for Raj. Christ, brand new grill. And I go to open it
the other day.
He
wasn't the first one to cook on it. I felt bad.
Well, not only that, but I fucking opened it or whatever, and Christ, I almost had a whole meal. All the scraps on it. And I was like, shit. I said, I know this wasn't Dad because he would have immediately taken them shits in and scrubbed them off with how he is about his new shit. But that grill's crazy, dude. What is it, like 17 and a half feet long?
Yeah.
42 feet deep.
It's a smoker, a grill, infrared.
Yeah,
it's got
infrared heater on the side.
Fucking give you a massage and shit.
I think so. Yeah, it's got a fucking, yeah.
Yeah. The only thing it doesn't have is a cup holder.
Right. Yeah. I noticed that the other day. Like, what the fuck? You got to cook with one hand now.
Yeah. Well, Christ, fucking, it almost does it for you.
Yeah.
AI technology.
It should.
Scans your face to open it up. It's crazy. Auto-lock mechanism is fucking awesome. It is really cool, though. The smoker on the side, I was like, damn, dude.
Yeah, that's going to be real nice. We do a brisket or ribs.
Oh, man. Get that going all day and then finish it off. And then the person that's like, I don't want brisket, be like, cool, cook yourself a fucking hot dog on this other part, you know?
Yeah, here's a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
What, are you getting eaten now? Oh. Thought maybe the bug got you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but no, that grill is really cool, though, Roger. Yeah, I'm happy for you.
I'll have to throw something in that smoker for Speak Fest.
Mm. That's a huge thing happening.
Yeah.
Super excited about
the whole,
about
like, three-day festival.
Yeah, a little
crazy.
Three-day festival in the back of Smeagol Acres here. That's going to be fun, and the only person that's allowed to camp in the driveway is me. Haha, motherfuckers.
No, anybody else can throw their camper in the driveway.
Not next to mine, though. They can park it behind the green door. I need that whole front. That's how it goes.
Need the stagger in space?
Yeah, no shit, dude. Yeah, because I don't want to walk into someone else's trailer, you know?
Well, it might be interesting.
I don't think it is at all. No, it's no, but that's going to be real fun. That's going to be a blast. Fucking, we got a couple bands playing, or at least one. you know, we're gonna have a good time. Maybe some karaoke. We could do some karaoke.
Do that.
Oh, you know, that'd be neat.
Do some karaoke. But yeah, it's gonna be, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're gonna have a huge potluck dinner on I believe what, Saturday?
Probably it's the big Saturday, day. Yeah.
Big potluck dinner, you know, line up those big tables.
Yeah.
I'd love to do a shrimp boil, but no, fuck that. Unless other people are paying for it, we ain't doing it.
it'll be a couple months away, but
yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun.
It's going to be really cool, man. We've never played in front of, like, water before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we're don't trip.
Well, no, it's not my fault. I'm fucking sitting down.
Yeah.
Like, everybody.
Dennis is out there. I don't want to.
Yeah. Fucking zapping everybody.
All the lights flashing and shit.
No, but that's the one thing is I'm kind of jealous, you know, because I'm going to be sitting in a pool and everyone's going to be, or I'm going to be sitting in a pool. No, I'm going to be sitting.
It's just a drum set on a floating in the pool.
Just put a little piece of plexiglass over half the pool and you can play your drums.
Yeah,
on top
that'd
of the pool.
Be fucking sick, dude. No, that's too much money, too. But
that'd be like the band at the Wind Casino when we were out there one time.
Oh, sitting on the water?
The band was, they had the waterfall behind them, and they had a plexiglass stage, so the band was performing over the water.
That's
sick. Cool.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be sitting there just sweating my ass off while, you know, I could just see Eric in the pool just relaxing, you know, because he wants to be in the sound, you know. He wants to be, like, right there. But, yeah, whoever's in the pool, they're going to have a fucking blast. All that sound coming at them, and you're sitting right there. Oh,
literally making waves.
Yeah.
Rope off my own section of the pool.
Rope off your own section?
VIP section.
Yeah, the VIP.
The VIP section of the pool.
How do we get in there? It's $150 a minute, or you can stay on that side.
pay a couple house payments, you can go wherever you want.
It'll just be you and Don's floating on the VIP side. Yeah. But it's like one of those ones with like the buoys every like 2 feet, too.
Yep.
That'd be sick.
Some caution tape around it.
Fun red velvet ropes.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing is red velvet ropes in there. Yeah.
By the ladder, so everyone has to climb out.
Yeah,
but Raj can walk out.
Yeah, have the VIP wristbands and shit.
Yeah. Well, where can I get one of those? I only bought two. Yeah. I had a 2-pack online.
Yeah.
Actually, we got 100 of them coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for the conference. So we ordered the VIP ones.
Oh, that's right.
Nice.
I forgot about that.
I'll be there.
That's coming up. That'll be cool.
Yep. That is coming up. I'll be there. So come and see me. I'm famous.
Just call my name. I'll be there.
Dude, we should, because we got to get shirts going, and we should be there and promote our fucking business at this conference.
Yeah, that'll be a great thing to put in those people.
Hi, we're Don. We're Donna's kids. Listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
She'll kick you out.
Yeah, I know. She'd be like, better not promote that shit at my conference.
Yeah.
Well, you were gonna play at it until they switched the date.
Yeah, they switched the date, and sadly, one of our band members is going to be enjoying one of the coolest concerts ever. But
Bastards.
Yeah.
But that Thursday, they got a Prince impersonator for the Rib Fest.
Wow.
That Thursday night, and then. And then Sunset Boulevard's playing too.
Playing on Friday. Yep.
No, they're playing on Thursday.
Oh, they're playing on Thursday. Okay, so they're not doing anything Friday?
I don't know if they've got another gig Friday or not.
All right.
They'll be Munger that Saturday. But
oh, gotcha. Okay.
I thought they were playing down there Friday.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I thought they were playing Friday too.
It's going to be Thursday.
Oh, cool. I wonder if they move those days.
Yup.
But yeah. No, that's
green apple.
Pretty fun. Yeah, green. Oh, he got the burp.
Yeah.
I didn't get the burp yet.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, not bad.
Yeah, it was like a Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Rancher boy. Jolly Rancher boy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's been one of them days.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably about that time, eh?
All right, about that time. We can ring a ding ding it.
The dang dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
Last call.
Are you guys ready for more of the Spencer podcast?
Yeah.
All right, keep it rolling.
You're going to go first?
Sadly. It's usually
sadly.
What I can go first, blow first, everything. So here's the deal. Well, me, Hayden, and Kristen, one day we just got drunk and went to an escape room, and I didn't do very good. But I always thought that would be like super fun to get absolutely hammered and go to a escape room because I feel like I'm more genius than I am. Like sober, you know, when I'm drunk.
I'm awful sober. I can only imagine how terrible I'd be drunk.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm good. I feel like I'd be okay. Like if we had a group of four, I would find one clue. You know what I mean? Or just focus on something that has nothing to do and be like, guys, it's fucking written right here. And they're like, it's just the wallpaper. You know what I mean? But have you guys ever seen like that mystery spot billboard on the highway?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yeah, neither have I.
It's up on the UP, isn't it?
I don't know where it is.
Yeah. It's in the UP.
Yeah.
Right on Highway 2, I believe.
Oh, it's so that's why I've seen it so much. Yeah. So anyway, I've always wanted to get hammered and go there because I wonder what the fuck it is. And
it's a mystery.
Well,
is it really? Is it really?
Yeah.
Because it gives you directions
gravity,
to it.
Gravity's all wonky there and shit. You can walk upside down on the ceilings and shit. It's fucking wild.
How the fuck can you walk upside down?
Yeah. It's a
mystery.
We're
all hanging from the earth now.
Well, we are all hanging from
the earth. We are all walking upside down.
Yeah. You ought to get fucking mind blown by Raj one time. He'd tell you how we're not really hanging out. We're just hanging off, you know? Hanging on.
You are
that's
hanging,
what it is.
Hanging from the earth.
Yeah.
Hanging off and jacking on.
So when people say they're hanging out, it's like, no, the fuck you're not, dude. You're hanging on, you know? Because really, you let go, you're fucked. You're gone. And there you go. And outer space.
That's what it is, yeah. Gravity stops for a minute, you're fucking gone.
Yeah, exactly.
You're out there burning in the sun.
When people jump, they're just faking
the
out.
Interviewing some girl, I saw it online. She's like, scientists say, you know, that we can't go to the sun because it's too hot. Why don't they just send astronauts there at night?
Holy
God. I had to repeat this thing like six times saying, how fucking stupid can a person be? Wait till nighttime. You can go to the sun.
Does she think the sun and moon are the same thing, except it just turns off?
Yeah, there's one guy. His only job is to pull the chain.
We have an astronaut out
time.
There.
He just pulls the chain, turn the sun off. Now it's a moon.
Yep.
Well, they used to be. Now, you know, they added it into the International Space Station, where now it's just a clicker.
they got a fucking remote starter.
All remote. Yeah, remote. Hey. You're almost late, man. Remote start the sun.
Yeah. People in Alaska are like, God damn it, the fucking remote died again. Yeah.
Fucker died, they gotta get a new guy.
Battery's been out for a month. We sent a team of dogs to go get a new one.
Man, that guy took the PTO again.
Clicker guy died.
In Alaska it happens every year, so they just think he goes on his 1 week vacation or what. How long is it? Is it a month that they're
I think there's a month of darkness and a month of straight sunlight.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts. But the darkness is kind of cool because Johnny's up there, and he told me that they fucking in the cities they have like stadium lights, so it looks daytime. In the daytime, they just turn them on, and it's like daytime.
So there is a clicker.
Yeah. There you go.
Basically, in Alaska,
why don't they go to the sun at that time during that month?
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Well, because they couldn't find it. It's not there.
It's too dark.
It's too dark.
So it went on vacation and didn't tell anybody where it was going.
The sun was like, all right, deuce. I'm out. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm fucking gone. Fuck you, Sola. Fuck you, solar power. No.
So wait, what?
No. Well, yeah, that was it.
Oh, the mystery. Oh, that was it?
Yeah. Oh. So I just really want to go there drunk because I don't know what it is, so I feel like I'd be more amazed.
Yeah.
Because somebody told me they were like, well, I went there when I was nine. Yeah, we should.
Spot.
Well, yeah. Someone told me I worked there. They were like, well, I went there when I was nine. It was really cool, but I feel like if I go there now, it's going to be stupid. So I'm like, in my mind, I was like, well, if I go there drunk, it's going to be fucking awesome. So if I go there sober, I think it's stupid, you know?
Yeah.
It is, dude. You walk in, and there's just a woman there with her legs spread saying, find the mystery spot.
And I go, nope.
Yeah. She's still there. Nobody's following her.
There you go. The mystery spot. You figure by now, it ought to be like a gravity pocket. Anyway.
Strap a board to your ass so you don't fall in.
Oh! That was good.
Oh, my God.
Eddie, chair off. Not jack off, but chair off.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So we were on Midland Street one night.
So I was right then, Raj. I was right.
Yeah, friends and I. And who the fuck was playing? Some country star was playing at West Town. And so a bunch of people are at West Town, and you had to pay for tickets and stuff, and we didn't want us. We were at Lucky's. But the crew, the like roadies for the band, were hanging out in Lucky's, and Midland Street Jeff. I don't know his real name. He's a shorter guy, long hair. We just called him Midland Street Jeff.
Well, fair enough.
He likes to dance. He's a pretty good dancer. Well, and he started talking to one of these guys, and they started a dance-off. And they're like, you know, they're all going up against each other and this and that and kicking and breakdancing and everything. Well, then Jeff fucking grabs a chair and starts, like, spinning it around and jumps on top of it and, like, backflips off of it and shit. And it's just like, yeah! And everybody was like, oh, my God!
You guys gonna kill himself?
Yeah, it was fucking wild, man. So there was a chair off. There was a drunken chair off, and whoever was playing, it was like Toby Keith or something. Somebody big. It was some bigger name playing that night, because there's a huge fucking motor coach outside next to Lucky's, like sitting on right off of Midland Street there.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. It was really cool. So yeah, we got to party with the roadies, and but I drank away the name. I can't tell you who the hell it was.
Yeah. Damn.
But yeah, Midland Street Jeff, man.
Yeah.
That dude
yeah.
was cool. You'd see him all the time.
Huh.
Speaking of dances, guys, at the last gig that these guys did, is that guy off to the side?
Oh yeah, he was making love to himself.
He looked fucking possessed.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, he liked our music.
He looked like he was about ready to fucking kill somebody.
I know. Did you talk to Mason about it at all?
No.
Oh, he was terrified. Well, Mason was scared too.
I was
kept looking at
the fucking bar going, dude, fuck.
Yeah, no. Mason kept looking at me, and he goes, "Please watch me. Like I don't want to die today." Like he thought that dude was gonna club him or something. Like, because Mason said he got, like, as close as, like, a foot away from him at one point.
Yeah.
He was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, like, Mason goes hard, but this guy was going nuts, you know?
Oh, it looked like he was arguing with somebody that wasn't there.
Yeah. Hand motion. That's what I thought,
He was like, the fuck?
Hey, he felt the music, man, because
he did.
We played some dark, we played some dark songs out there. We really did. We got some, yeah, not that type of stuff. Well, fucking Dennis came up, and I was like, hey, man, you ready? He goes, I fucking forgot my guitar, so I'm jazzed. And yeah. I was like, oh, I was like, don't bring that vibe. He's like, no, I'm fine. He's like, I brought
out of all the things, he forgot his fucking guitar.
Yeah, because he had his amp and whole setup.
Could have called me. I could have brought it.
He didn't know.
He didn't know
until we set up. Yeah. He didn't know we were setting up, and he goes, where the fuck is my guitar? And he left it here. Well, at least we hope.
And the microphones, we were like, God, I hope they have mics.
Well,
like, we
normally
all
they
the
do
mics.
For excellency.
Normally, but... Yeah.
But then the first band had their own, and we were like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, you know? Had to take two trips there, two trips back, goddamn.
Yep. Raj, what do you got for last call?
What should I come up with?
You could talk about how you went to a bar and couldn't drink anything because you were too fucked up.
That was that same night.
I know it was. Dude, he got there and he's already drunk.
Laced,
yeah.
Well, I was drinking fucking rum and coke since 11 o'clock that morning.
Yeah.
I was full.
The guy,
I was full.
Yeah.
I couldn't drink anything.
It was so funny. You know, Roger's drunk when every place that we like have a group gathering and we're sitting and talking, he always finds something to lean up against. Because he was like up against the fence like this, like over at the bar. He's leaning on the bar. I'm like,
everybody's like, you want some? You want a Bacardi? You want a beer? You're just like, no.
I've never seen a man turn down so many already bought drinks.
I know.
Yeah. You know, and one day they were like, dude, I'll go get you one. He's like, I can't.
I should have started collecting coupons from
you. No shit.
I'll take a rain check ticket.
Yeah.
But no, I appreciate everybody offering. But yeah, I was full. I had no room to drink.
No capacity.
No room.
Well, it was funny because I think we were about to leave, and I was like, "Where the fuck is Eddie?" And he was like, "Oh, here." I turned around. He's still got a pitcher of beer. He's just drinking up out in the back. He's like, I'm fucked up, man. He's just drinking. I was like, there he is. We couldn't find you for like 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
And he's just out back. Fucking. Well, you were in the reserve section. It's not like you were like gone.
Yeah.
You were outside, you know, probably colder than it was inside. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Cranked up the thing to 92. Yeah, and it was funny, that first band wasn't even that loud, the Faith band.
Oh, yeah, it's so great. They're like, everybody's so loud, you need to turn it down. They're like, you have no idea.
Yeah. Well, that was funny because Nate, the one who was running sound, Nate Griffin, he's a good dude. He was a drummer for that band.
Yeah.
And he runs sound for Excellency, and they were like, hey, your sound check was really loud. Can you turn down? And he looked at the bartender and was like, do you know who's headlining tonight? they're not going to turn down. If you tell them they need to turn down, they're going to turn up. So I guess just deal with it. Like that. Wow. And the bartender was like, oh my God, and walked away or whatever. We didn't hear any complaints, but I guarantee they were bitching, you know?
Yeah.
They were probably bitching, but.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was just funny because that first band wasn't even loud, and they were like, sorry, they're really loud. Can you tell them to turn down? Dennis was like, do I look like I run this thing? Like, no, they me. Because it came up to me, and she was like, she just told me to tell them to turn down. The fuck do I look like? I was like, you're just closer to them. I don't know. Maybe you could just go, turn down, but probably not a good idea
turn
if we're going to hit
what?
The stage. Yeah, because that's the thing. It's funny. At any time, anybody's like, hey, John, turn down. He's just like, yep. And turns it up. You know, it's funny. It goes back to a Dow story that they had. They played for Dow.
Okay.
One day, him and Eric, and they were pissed that they weren't an they were like, well, I thought you guys were an acoustic band. And it was him and Eric. And they were like, we are. And they were like, no, acoustic doesn't sing. And John goes, you know, it's called acapella. Or not acapella, but he's like, I don't know what he said, but he basically was just like, the two acoustic instruments, that's an acoustic band, man. Like, you know, and then at one point they told them to turn down, and so they notched it down a little bit or whatever, and they played one of their melodies, and at the ending, Eric turned around and turned them both up, and they played really loud for it, yeah.
Nice.
Thing. A lot of people think acoustic is no electric, you know.
Or no singing. Because they both had acoustic guitars, but they were plugged in.
Yeah,
they thought it was instrumental.
It's an instrumental band. Yeah, not acoustic.
No subwoofers and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Because Pair of Aces are good. You know, they're good.
Yeah,
they're a little acoustic thing. So, but yeah, they got paid a lot of money, and they already got paid. So they were like, all right, we're gonna play for 30 minutes and leave. Then, like, we were supposed to play for 2 hours, but fuck them, they're yelling at us, so we're out of here.
Yeah.
And,
good.
You know, it's Dow, so everyone's like, yeah, fuck them, you know? they got enough money.
Yeah, really.
They could have hired a band, a separate band, later that night anyway, fuck them, like, you know? But, no, that's good.
Well, yeah.
I enjoyed this. This was fun.
Yeah, I know. We haven't done an hour show in a while. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you to Ideal Party Store for giving us our Untitled Art Seltzer.
Woohoo!
That was fun, yeah. That was good stuff. I want that kettle corn, and yeah, heck yeah, 989.network, bbbbabble.com, check out patreon.com/989network, and as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Cheers. Eddie, go to bed.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.